This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wahda, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are in the last Jummah of this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of goodness for us. May Allah Ta'ala accept our efforts in this. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us many more Ramadans in which we can turn towards Almighty Allah. Inshallah. Say Ameen, Inshallah. There are a few things that I would like to alert you with regard to on this last Friday. The first of which is the emphasis and the reminder to give Sadaqatul Fitr, Zakatul Fitr. Sadaqatul Fitr is wajib according to the Hanafi school of thought. And the amount has been widely publicized. It is important that we see to it that we fulfill this important obligation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, An ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, Qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zakat al-fitri tuhratan lis-sa'imi min al-laghwi wal-rafath wa tu'matan lil-masakin. That Zakatul Fitr and Sadaqatul Fitr fulfills two objectives. One, it purifies us from the sins and the imperfections in our roza, in our fasting. Zakatul Fitr ka ada karna zaruri hai. Ye Hanafiya ke nazdeek wajib hai. Aur uske jo hai na maqsad mein se ek ye hai ke roza mein jin kotahiya hui hai, gunah sarzad hui hai, Zakatul Fitr se wo maaf ho jate hain. Wa tu'matan lil masakin. And the second thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ye ghareebo ke liye eid ke din khane ka intizam hai. It becomes a means of feeding the people who are poor that they could also enjoy a good meal at the time of Eid. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, man addaha qabla salat fa hiya zakatan maqbula. Whoever gives his sadaqatul fitr before Eid, that is sadaqatul fitr. Whoever gives it before Eid, it is sadaqatul fitr. وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ السَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنَ السَّدَقَةِ. And whoever gives it after Eid, it becomes one sadaqah. It is no more sadaqatul fitr. So be serious that we do this. The second thing that we have to keep in mind, it is our attitude at the time of the last Friday, the last towards the end of Ramadan. Our ulama have made mention that when we come to the end of something, then we end off with fear and hope. Jab kisi ki cheez ke ikhtitam par hum pahunche to hum ikhtitam is cheez ke upar kare, khauf aur raja, khauf aur tawakkul, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expectation in the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the way we end off something. Sahih Muslim ki hadith hai. It is a hadith in Sahih Muslim that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, لو يعلم المؤمن ما عند الله من العقوبة ما تمع بجنته. If a believer, mu'min, ko agar pata chale ki Allah Ta'ala ne kya azab rakha hua hai, to wo jannat ki tama na kare. Wo, if a person knows the azab Allah Ta'ala has kept in for him, and the azab that Allah Ta'ala has, he will stop even expecting Jannah. He will stop expecting Jannah because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab. But on the other hand, لو يعلم الكافر ما عند الله من الرحمة ما كانت من جنته. If a disbeliever knows the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would not stop expecting to get Jannah. Subhanallah. That is the way we are supposed to have fear and we are supposed to have hope. Khauf bhi ho aur raja aur tawakku bhi ho. Hazrat Luqman told his son one day. Hazrat Luqman ne apne bete se wasiyat karte hue kaha, Oh my son, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. But do not have such fear that you lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala ki azab se daro, lekin itna mat darna ki Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se mayus ho jao. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but never fear Allah Ta'ala to such an extent that you become despondent of the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my son, have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala se rahmat se umeed ho, lekin itna mat umeed ho ki aap Allah Ta'ala ki azab se be khauf ho jaye, be khatar ho jaye. But don't have so much hope that you fear, that you lose the fear of Allah Ta'ala's punishment. So the son said, the son asked Luqman that, oh my father, how is it possible in one heart to have two conflicting types of attitude? Ye mutazad cheez ek dil mein kaise jama ho sakta hai? Do mutazad cheez ek dil mein kaise jama ho sakta hai? How can these two things come into one heart? So the Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said, Oh my son, the believer's heart is steaming with fear, and it is full of fear and full of hope. Huh? The believer's heart is full of fear and it is full of hope. That is how we are supposed to have our situation. And, you know, because we have done some sort of effort in the month of Ramadan, we don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept or not. Because we don't know, we have fear of Almighty Allah. We have expectation, but we have also fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisko pata hai ki Allah ta'ala kabul kare na kare. Because of this, we have fear. Main jo hai na Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ka misal deta hu. I give the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When he finished build the Kaaba, he made this dua. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Oh Allah, accept from me, you are all hearing, all knowing. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ne ye dua mangi. At the time of building the Kaaba, he made dua. And that is why we all make dua towards the end. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Or kabhi main sochta hu, sometimes I think, Ya Allah, if there was one person in this universe who could have said, Ya Allah, you have to accept from me. Ek aadmi agar dawa kar sakte the ki Ya Allah, kabool karna to aapke liye zaruri hai. Look at what I have done. You told me to leave the home of my forefathers in Iraq. I made hijrah to Canaan in Palestine. I left there. You told me bring my wife and children. You told me bring my wife and children in a barren desert in Makkah and leave them there without food, without water. I did so. Ya Allah, you told me take a knife and put it on the throat of my son. I did so. If anyone could say, Ya Allah, you have to accept. Look at what I have done. But even after all doing all of that, he pleads to Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, mujhse kabul farma. Oh Allah, help me. Ya Allah, accept from me. You are all fearing and all knowing. Itne ibadat karne ke baad, wo jo hai na taqabbul aur kabool amal ke liye iltija kar raha hai. After making such great sacrifice, he's asking Allah Ta'ala for kabooliyat. He's asking Allah Ta'ala for acceptance. How much more must we make dua when our type of efforts is so feeble? So this is one of the aspects that we have to keep in mind, that we don't know whether Allah Ta'ala is going to accept or not. Therefore we have fear. And then we have another fear. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made mention, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَأَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. A person who made dua and a person who made ibadat in front of Allah for 300 years. Bal'am bin Ba'ura. 300 years he made ibadat. 300 saal tak unhone ibadat ki. And when he died, kutte ki maut mara. He died the death of a dog. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. Allah Ta'ala says he died the death of a dog after making 300 years of ibadat. Allah Ta'ala took away the hidayat. Allah Ta'ala, he got involved in fitna. Allah Ta'ala took away the hidayat. He died a kafir after 300 years of ibadat. Shaitan and Iblis, there is not a span on this earth in which he did not make sijda. But what? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. He became accursed. So we have fear, my dear respected brothers. We don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept or not. Therefore, acceptance is such an important thing. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had said, لِأَنْ أَكُونَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي عَمَلًا. If I know that Allah accepted one deed of mine, if I know that Allah accepted one deed of mine, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَيَّكُونَ mil al ardi dhahaba. I would have been more happy that Allah gives me that the entire earth in gold. If I know Allah accepted my one deed, it is more pleasing to me than Allah giving me the entire earth in gold. Agar mujhe pata chala ke ek amal ko Allah Taala ne kabul kiya, ye dunya bhar ki sone se bhi zyada qeemti hai mere liye. So my dear respected brothers, this is the reality. One of the things, one of the aspects with regard to it is, it prevents us from pride. It prevents us from pride. That we do good deeds, we have got no right whether to show and have pride with regard to our piety. Because we don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted or not. Agar hume pata nahi ki Allah ta'ala ne kabool kiya ya nahi, isse jo hai na takabbur se hum bari hota hai. Agar sahi tarah se soche, ki hum jo hai na apne taqwa ke upar hum takabbur nahi kar sakte. We can't take pride in our ibadah. We can't take pride because we don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted or not. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that sometimes a person does good deeds, there is one span between him and Jannah. Itne wo nek kaam karke jo na wo jannat ke kareeb aa jate hain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away hidayat and he becomes among the people of Jahannam. And sometimes a person does evil deeds, there is one span between him. Ek balish reh gaya Jahannam ke liye. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hidayat dete hai. Phir wo jannati ban jate hain. He becomes a jannati. So we don't know, brothers, because we don't know, we don't take pride, we have humility. Ya Allah, you have to accept from us. That humility comes. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to accept, He can change the fortune of people. Ya Allah, have you ever thought about this? People who had 360 idols in the Kaaba, 360 idols in the Kaaba, they became radiyallahu anhum and they are jannatis today. People who used to keep 360 idols in the Kaaba, in the Baytullah, which is the markaz of Tawheed, which is the center of Tawheed, and they kept 360 idols. Today, when Allah Ta'ala, gave them hidayat, they became radiyallahu anhum. Ikrama bin Abi Jahl grew up in the house of Abu Jahl, who was the greatest enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I made mention of the 27th night, that even Fir'aun, when he was dying, he said, "Amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel." I bring iman on the Lord of Bani Israel. This Fir'aun of this ummah, he told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, cut my neck here down by the chest, so that people can take pride in my head. And he said, go and tell your prophet how much I hated him yesterday, I hate him even more today. On his deathbed, and the son, his son who grew up in his home, he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, granted him hidayat. And when he became shaheed, 90 wounds on the front of his body. Allah ta'ala ko agar kabool karna ho, to kabool kar sakte. Allah ta'ala ko agar kisi ko jo hai na, shaitan, jitne unhone ibadat ki, Allah ta'ala ne sab mardood kiya. So this keeps us on our toes. It keeps us humble. It keeps us with humility. That we don't judge the person by his past. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala set out to kill Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today he's buried next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. Every saint has a past, every person who has a saint, he has committed guna and sins. Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi was a gangster. He was a gangster. One day he came into a place and he said, wherever he used to come, people used to clear the village. Fuzail bin Ayaz has come, great gangster. You can't fight him. Just give whatever he wants, let him take it. Jo kuch chahte unko de do. And one girl was reading Quran. Alam ya'nini alladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. Has the time not come for people to fear Allah Ta'ala? Wahi khare ho gaya. Sannata. He just sat there. And he was completely perplexed. The people said, the people who were with him, the chores and the thieves were with him. What happened? I will stop from now onwards. On one ayat. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. No matter how much sins you have committed in the past, no matter how many sins you have committed in the past, Wallahi al-Azim, your future is spotless. Your future has got not one sin. No matter how much sins you have committed, your future doesn't have even one sin. So therefore, my dear respected brothers, we have fear. On the other hand, we also have expectations. Tawakkul bhi to hai. Why can't we have tawakkul? Why can't we have expectation? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very great. Allah ta'ala, nothing is compulsory upon Almighty Allah. Allah ta'ala makes his decision on his own. إِذَا قَذَا عَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When he wants to do something, he said, كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, comes and it becomes. Allah ta'ala ke upar koi zaruri nahi cheez nahi, koi jabar nahi. Koi jabar nahi kar sakta Allah ta'ala ke upar. No one can force anyone upon anything, upon Allah. Allah is so powerful. But that Allah, who is so powerful, he says in the Holy Quran, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. میں نے اپنے اوپر رحمت کو فرض کیا. That Allah who is so powerful, no one can force anything upon him. He says, on my own volition and on my own, I have made rahmat compulsory upon myself. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. I have prescribed mercy for myself. So we have expectation that Allah Ta'ala will accept. We don't know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But Allah has made mercy compulsory. Inna Allah kataba kitaban fa huwa indi fawqa arshi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala has got a prescription. Allah Ta'ala has an inscription written on his arsh. Inna rahmati sabakat wa fi riwayatin ghalabat ghadabi. My rahmat is more greater and supersedes my anger and wrath. So on one hand, we have fear, but we have expectation. May Hamesha, on this particular occasion, I always make mention of that incident of Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali. You know, I make mention of it every year, so let me make it mention of it again also. A person made tahajjud for 30 years. After 30 years, one day he's making wuzu. While making wuzu, all of a sudden he hears a voice telling him that your 30 years of tahajjud is no more accepted. You didn't do it correctly. Aapne sahi tarah se nahi para tahajjud, Allah Ta'ala ne kabool nahi kiya, Allah Ta'ala didn't accept it. To wo jo hai na, wo bichare Allah wale, wo wuzu karte gaye aur tahajjud padte rahe. He continued making his wuzu and he made his tahajjud namaz. The second day, he heard the same thing, that your tahajjud is not accepted, 30 years of ibadat. Then the third day he heard the same thing. The person who was making the wuzu for him, putting water, he said, Hazrat, if Allah didn't accept your 30 years of ibadat, what are you wasting your time? Go and sleep. Why are you wasting your time if Allah didn't accept it? So he said, show me another door where I can go if Allah hasn't accepted. Allah never will kabool nahi kiya tumne kis darwaze ke upar aur kahan chale jao. Isi darwaze ke upar dastakhat dene. I have to knock on this very same door. And then Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali says in Persian, Kabulas agar che hunar nestad, ke juzma pana digar nestad. That Allah, the voice changed. He said, Waqi, your ibadat was not worthy of being accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But this one statement of yours, there is no door other than the door of Allah Ta'ala to turn to, because of that Allah Ta'ala has accepted all your 30 years of ibadat. So my dear respected brothers, we have this particular type of expectation. Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayh, the great grandson of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the son of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day was in the haram and he was reciting these beautiful Arabic poems. Ya Allah, Ya may yujibu du'a al-muttarri fi zalami, wa ya kashaf ad-durri wal-balwa ma'a s-saqami. Oh, the one who listens to the dua of the distressed person, you know, when he is distressed in the darkness of the night, and the one who removes the difficulties of people despite his own faults and his own gunas and sins. And then he continued, إِنْ كَانَ جُودَكَ لَا يَرْجُو ذُو سَفَهٍ فَمَنْ يَجُودُ عَلَى الْكَعَسِينَ بِالْكَرَمِ. Ya Allah, if your rahmat and your mercy is only for sinners, Ya Allah, agar aapke rahmat sirf aur sirf nekokar aur muttaki ke liye hai, to gunegar ke upar kaun raham karega? Who will have mercy upon the sinners? Who will have mercy upon the sinners? Ya Raja'i anta takshifu qurbati fahabli dhunubi kullaha waqdi hajati. Oh, the one upon whom we have all our expectation, forgive all my sins and grant us relief and grant us the acceptance of all our needs. So Hatim Asma'i rahmatullah alayhi was listening. He didn't know who was saying this. So he went and he said, who is saying these beautiful ash'ar and these beautiful poems? So he went and he saw Zainul Abidin.
is it Sayyidul Abidin? You are the grandson of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Are you making such a dua when you are the family of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allah will definitely accept, and Allah Ta'ala will raise you, and Allah Ta'ala will grant you Jannah. And he said, O Hatimi, you are Hatimi Asma'i, you are an alim. Don't you know Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا نُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ. When the day of Qiyamah come, no lineage will help anyone except a person's good deeds. Zainul Abidin, you know, fear, and yet look at the expectation. Look at the expectation. Oh Allah, if you are only going to show rahmat to the muttaqi, who's going to have mercy upon the sinners like you and I? So we have this expectation, my dear respected brothers. Let us end Ramadan with these two attitudes. Fear and inshallah have expectation. I say inshallah we have more expectations. Say inshallah. Inshallah we have expectations. And lastly, I would just like to say one thing. Brothers, we are living in an age. There is just too much of disputes, too much of hatred. Adawat bahut se zyada bar gayi. Hamare khandanon mein, hamare ummat mein, hamare jo hai na wo masajid mein, had se zyada. We have so much of malice, so much of hatred. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us about it. Tabba alaykum da'ul umami qablakum al-hasadu wal-baghda. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the spiritual illness of the previous people will come upon you. In which of it? Al-hasadu wal-baghda. Jealousy and hatred. Jealousy and hatred will come upon you the way it came upon the previous ummats. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hiya al-haliqa," it shaves off. And because shaving is to do with the hair, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne ka, pichle ummaton ke jo burai, hasad aur adawat, wo aapke andar aayenge. Aur ye deen ko tabah kar deti hai. And it destroys your deen. He says, I don't say it shaves off your hair, it shaves off your deen. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, bring people together. Bring people together. There is no greater good deed. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion said, should I not tell you something? Ala ukhbirukum bi afzali darajata qa'imi layli wa sa'imi an-nar. More rewarding. Tahajjud sabi ziyada ajar. Or roza sabi ziyada ajar. Al-islahu dhat al-bayin. Logo ke darmiyan sula karo. Ye Eid aa raha hai bhai. Dekh Eid mein khushi ka mauka hai. Eid is a day of happiness. Let us bring sulah and reconciliation. If we have any particular type of hatred with people, we'd ask maaf. Let increase our happiness on the day of Eid by reconciling with our people. Because this hasad and baghda, this jealousy and hatred, according to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it destroys our deen. And there is no greater deed. There is no greater deed, even more rewarding than tahajjud prayers and keeping fast, nafil fast. Then reconciling people and bringing people together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Just few announcements, my dear respected brothers.